Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, this morning we woke up to the great news that Team Ireland are in line for a fourth Olympic medal. Dublin boxer Kelly Harrington is guaranteed at least a bronze medal after winning her fight against Imani Khalif from Algeria. The seven-strong boxing team already has one bronze medal presented earlier today to Aidan Walsh. Well, I've been speaking to their teammate Emmett Brennan about Kelly Harrington's win earlier today.
Yeah, like the girl that she boxed was very, very awkward, so it wasn't an easy fight. Although, without paying any disrespect to that girl, Kelly is levels above. So, yeah, it was nothing out of the ordinary. She's an exceptional talent, and I am convinced she's going to go all the way.
And a cool operator as well. Hakuna Matata, no worries, she said afterwards. Emmett, yourself and the rest of the boxing team, do you get to watch these fights and from where?
Yeah, so the only spectators that's allowed into the boxing is boxers, basically, and backroom staff of the boxing. So it's the same with the other events. Athletics are only allowed into athletics and wherever it may be. Swimmers allowed into swimmers, into swimming. So we're in the stadium. Look, it is a good spectacle, but I do feel we're slightly robbed of the occasion because the stadium would have possibly been full, and we would have gotten the full experience of the Olympics. But unfortunately, this time around, it's just not possible.
Kelly's guaranteed a bronze now. Could she go all the way?
Yeah, 100%. She has the tools to go all the way. And look, I don't even think it's about being technically good enough. She ticks all the boxes when it comes to preparation. That's probably the main thing. So look, she leaves no stone unturned. She has great coaches that are going to have great tackle game plans for when she's fighting. And once she convicts them right, she should get gold. But either way, she's done us all proud and
Definitely. She'll
leave nothing in the ring.
And you all have, because you're given, in case you don't know, you're giving Ireland a great lift right now. And we heard great excitement in Portland Row earlier today. You're from the same part of Dublin as Kelly, the northeast inner city, and it's not always an area of the country that gets good press, so this is a lift. Or what difference does this kind of success make?
It doesn't always get a positive outlook in the media, right, but that doesn't mean there's a lot of good people from the area. It's full of good people, and whether it's sport or whether it's youth work, there is plenty of good people in the area. And look, it is a good boost. I suppose it's good for young kids in the area to look up to, whether it's myself or Kelly. So you have, with the both of us, you have a male and a female in the Olympics. And I suppose it might help kids look up to us and think they can achieve their dreams, wherever that may be. But I think Kelly in particular, she's a very good role model, especially being female, being into sports. She does everything right, and She's a great person to be around.
How did you get into boxing, Emmett?
I got into boxing when I was 10. I just, a little bit of luck. I was playing football. I couldn't really defend myself. My father knew the coach in the local boxing club and just brought me down. And I just loved it. Within a year or two, it was my sole sport. I'd give up football. I'd give up GA and just concentrate fully on that. I think for a kid, it's great because it's an individual sport and it lends a lot of discipline, and at the same time, you're socialising with other kids.
You have a very supportive family and your parents and your sisters, your brother, nephews.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I'm a little bit older than the average person that would be still boxing at amateur level. So I'm 30. I'm living rent-free in my ma's house. They have supported me, and especially when financially I didn't have the money, they made that little bit easier on me. And any decision I made, they backed me fully. And look, for me going after this dream, they had to make a lot of sacrifices, and I'm very grateful for having them behind me.
They must be so proud of you getting to Tokyo. How does it feel for you?
For me, I didn't come out here and get what I wanted, so it is, on a personal level, it is, I'm very, very disappointed, and I'm still not over it. I don't think I will fully get over it until I'm actually out of the village and I'm at home, relaxing myself and not thinking about boxing.
We were all moved by your story. You did a very emotional interview with Des Cahill after your fight. And by the way, I mean, you were fighting the 2019 World Championship silver medalist, the current Asian champion. You were upset, but quite understandably, you did us very proud. You do know that. You felt some of that, I think, in the last few days. You've had some reaction to that from home.
Yeah, look, I'm very, very, very grateful for the support and the feedback that I got home. Like, just like an interview right after our Olympic dream gets finished, your emotions are going to be very, very high. And I just couldn't hold it back. Like, I've trained my whole life to get into this situation, to get the Olympic Games, and I've had a lot of injuries throughout the last few months. And my body just let me down at the wrong time. I really needed to play ball. And
you had a rib injury, isn't that right?
Yeah, I had a rib injury, I had a shoulder injury and two elbow injuries. So
did you think of pulling out of these games, or would you have ploughed on anyway?
Yeah, it was always going to be ploughing on. I just, like, yeah, probably 50% fit. Like, I couldn't get any competitive sparring. But, like, it's the Olympic Games. You can't put it back. You're fighting, even if you have a limb hanging off. I'm not pulling out the Olympic Games. You've trained your whole life to get here. And you're not actually an Olympian until you get into that ring. So, yeah, there was no way that I was ever going to pull out. It's just unfortunate that I didn't get to bring the best version of myself. And look, that's nobody's fault. Unfortunately, my body just wasn't playing ball. And it's something that I'll have to accept. It's going to take a while to accept it, but eventually I will.
Emmett, I know that it was mentioned in that interview that you had took out a credit union loan to help you realise your Olympic dream. And there was a big reaction to that as well, some of which I think you're a little uncomfortable about.
Yeah, no, there was a huge reaction. So what I done, I took that credit union loan out and maybe November 2019. So the winner of the national championships that year was going to basically go to the Olympic qualifier. I took the loan out so I could basically take 3 or 4 months off our work and just solely concentrate on boxing. The gamble paid off because I won the championships. But then I obviously still had the loan to pay back. And yeah, one of my sponsors came in a few weeks ago and paid the rest of it off for me.
Very good.
So there was a
GoFundMe page as well, but you don't want those donations. You made it clear.
No. I made it clear. So, as I said, the loan was paid back. And we're 8 hours ahead in Tokyo. I just woke up the next morning and there was like €2,000 on a GoFundMe page. I was flattered, but yeah, the loan was paid back. So I couldn't accept people's donations. It wasn't something that even crossed my mind.
Right, well, I think it's a sign. Do take it as the positive out of it. There's a lot of goodwill towards you, Emmett, and indeed the entire boxing team there and our Olympic team in Tokyo. I understand your mom doesn't even get to watch your fights. She can't bring herself to do it. You dedicated your Olympic journey to your dad. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so look, my mom just, she thinks he brings me bad luck. So when I was younger as a kid, she might have gone to 2 or 3 fights and I got beaten in them. So yeah, that was just her. She couldn't do it again. And then if I'm fighting on the telly or wherever it may be, she won't look at it. She'll go for a walk in the park and she'll come back after 20 minutes and get told the result. And then I suppose my dad had a very, very bad heart attack last year. That was just before the Olympic qualifiers. And they all gathered around him. They helped him. He's lost maybe 30 kilos in the last year. He's gave up alcohol. He's completely changed his life and changed everything what he was used to that got him into that bad situation. So, I'm very, very proud of him, and I'm very proud of me mother, me brother, and me sisters for all pulling around
him. And they're all very proud of you, Emmett. I know Kelly Harrington's mother said this morning that she's proud of the entire team. You're like a bit of a family out there yourselves. We look forward to hopefully great things for Kelly again on Thursday. We see Aidan Walsh collecting his bronze today. What's next for you, Emmett Brennan?
For me, I don't know. I will go home. I'll take 2 weeks of just debriefing and not thinking about boxing. I'm probably mentally at the moment a little bit fatigued, a little bit shattered. So I need time to think. At the same time, I feel a little bit robbed of the Olympic experience because, obviously, because of COVID. So I'm feel like I'm just coming into my prime. I will definitely stay boxing and I'll be full time. So I'll either I make that decision and I'll either set sights on going after Paris or else I'll set sights to go box professional. But I'm 100% going to stay in the game.
Well, we look forward to hearing more from Olympic boxer Emmett Brennan in the near future. He was talking to me from Tokyo there a little earlier.